I want to pray with you before I share the word. Is that all right? Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We pray, Lord, that you will speak to each one of us in a very special way. You have a word for each one of us. And that word will be a word of reality, bringing forth your reality into our lives, dear Father, that we will experience you in a greater measure, not just once a week, not just 2 days once, but every day we will journey with you, dear Father. We thank you in Jesus' name, we pray. And everybody said, amen. Is it very cold? Who said yes? Huh? Not enough fat, I think. Is it cold here? Okay. Just those at the back, can you? It's very cold here. I don't know why people don't want to sit in the first two rows. Maybe feng shui, I think. I see Pastor Wu bring them. They come out right up to here. They go here. They don't want to come here. Maybe we need to empty this place, I think. Okay, once again, we're glad you can be part of this service. Now, we have 84 days before 2023. Are you aware of that? Including today, 84 days. Now, David tells us in Psalms 90 and verse 12, Lord, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Why a heart of wisdom? To know what God wants us to do in 2023. You know, friends, God is a God of not just identity, but he is also a God of destiny. Can somebody say amen, please? Now, what is God speaking to you about 2023? He is a God of destiny. He's a God of purpose. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to those who love him and were called according to his purpose. Right? But he's also a God of time and season. Everybody said time and season. The last 2.5 years has been a very difficult year for every one of us. Okay? The famine of finance, the famine of job, and many of us were afflicted with COVID-19, suffered some long COVID, some short. Nevertheless, the plan and purpose of God through his time and season doesn't change. Can somebody say amen, please? Now, so therefore, what is God's time and season for us in 2023? You know, even though God doesn't change, his time and season changes. I want to say this. Daniel chapter 2, verse 20 to 22, the scripture tells us God changes time and season. He brings one up and brings the other down. Are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? We need to be all ears and all heart to know what God wants us to do in 2023. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? Now, today, I'm going to speak on this word destiny. Everybody say destiny. Turn to your neighbor and say destiny. That's right. As far as the Bible is concerned, there are two destinies that are spelled out in the Bible. Really. When Jesus came to the face of the earth, he gave us a spiritual destiny. Everybody say spiritual destiny. We were dead in our trespasses. We were sinners. We were lost. The Bible tells us in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God through Christ Jesus is eternal life. Are you here with me or not? Romans 3:23 tells us, for all of us have fallen short of the glory of God. Right? So Jesus came and gave us a spiritual, everybody say spiritual. A spiritual destiny. A spiritual destiny with we as a chosen people, with an appointment to be called to be fruitful and to a promise of an answered prayer. Okay? If you don't get all this, let me quote the scripture. John 15 and verse 16 tells us, Jesus said, are you here with me? Very important. The next couple of minutes, Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you. Come on. No matter what your circumstances are, no matter what you're going through today, you know, friends, you are a choice person of God. The chosen one of God. Come on. Somebody shout amen, please. Okay, we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God who have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light to proclaim his praises. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. Isn't it true? Come on, is it true? That gives us confidence. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you. Everybody say appointed. You know, we all have a spiritual appointment letter. What is this appointment? It says, and I appointed you that you should go forth and bear fruit. Everybody say, bear fruit. What fruit is this? A fruit like you. A fruit like you that would extend the kingdom of God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. I was excited a couple of days ago when Pastor Boy and I had the privilege of leading our finance personnel's sister, Agnes Chow's sister. So entrenched in traditions and all kinds of their worship, but within about a couple of minutes as we begin to speak to her, she opened her heart to the Lord. That's the fruit I'm talking about. A fruit that will last through eternity. And then Jesus gave a prayer promise. Then whatever you ask my Father in my name, I'll give it to you. Come on, somebody say amen, please. That's a spiritual destiny. Everybody say spiritual destiny. But then it doesn't stop there. This is the exciting part. As we look forward for 2023, now this is the exciting part. That spiritual destiny that gave you a name as chosen person, that gave you an appointment, that called you to be fruitful, that gave you a promise to answer your prayer, became different when the Holy Spirit came down. Serious. The Holy Spirit came down. In Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, the Holy Spirit came down. And that spiritual destiny became your prophetic destiny. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, are you here with me? Come on, if you're here with me, say amen. I entitle this short message this morning for the next couple of minutes, My Prophetic Destiny. Come on, everybody say prophetic destiny. If you don't understand that word prophetically means to see from now to the future, beyond the natural. The word prophetic comes from prophecy. Last Sunday, if you had been in the service, Pastor Jim McLaughlin just prophesied. Some of the prophecies were like above your head. It doesn't feed into your naturality right now. It is beyond the borders and the lines of your life. Why? That's prophetic. Everybody said prophetic. There must be more than this. Remember we sang that? That's prophetic. How many of you are tired of your life right now? How many of you are tired of what you're doing right now? You know, maybe even your faith You know, it is so mundane. It is like a standstill, and you're not moving forward. But God's plan for you and I, based on 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, we are supposed to move from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from breakthrough to breakthrough, from victory to victory, from healing to healing, from purpose to purpose. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. There is no way that we can be idling in the kingdom of God. That's spiritual destiny. But Jesus, they'll send the Holy Spirit to give us a prophetic destiny. Everybody say prophetic destiny. Come on, if I could just explain this in a layman term, is this: you are like an explosive. You're like an explosive in the kingdom of God, Wilfred. You know, anytime, according to the time and season of God, you can explode into the blessings of God, into the grace of God, into the mercies of God, into the extension of God, into the acceleration of God. That which you have not perceived, that which you have not seen, that which you have not heard, and it's about to explode. And that's what it is called, prophetic. Come on, somebody say amen, please. It's like Psalms 75 and verse 6. Promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south, but promotion comes from God. Amen. This prophetic destiny is not just for people like us in the ministry. It's for every one of us. Family, your businesses, in everything that you're doing, and you're hungry and thirsty for something different, and that prophetic destiny is for you. Come on, put your hands together, give Jesus a glory. Hallelujah. As I entitle this short message, My Prophetic Destiny. If I say prophetic destiny, you'll be sitting there and saying, oh, what prophetic you're talking about? It is for y'all. It's for you. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. A cupbearer became a builder. Who? A shepherd became a deliverer. Moses. A carpenter became a welder. No, carpenter became a savior. Who, come on? A fisherman became a great apostle. A person who was selling purple became a mighty witness. Lydia. A woman who was an ordinary woman at home. She became a mighty witness for God. A mighty exploit for God. Chloe, are you here with me? Look at me, please. Look at me, please. God uses the ordinary of your life and turn your destiny into extraordinary. Glory to God. Come on. It could be a job. It could be a family. It could be your children. It could be anything. It's not based on your talent. It's not based on your qualification. It's not based on who you know, who you do not know. It is based purely on the grace of God. Come on. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. That's the reason why this murderer who was breathing murder on the people of God said this in 1 Corinthians 15:10. He said, for by the grace of God, I am who I am right now. And the grace of God worked effectively in my life. Paul, the Saul of Tarsus, became the Paul of the New Testament. And I want to say this. This applies to you. Come on. If you're standing at the dead end of your life, and I want you to know, there is no such thing as dead end in the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit came and gave us a prophetic destiny. Come on. Isn't that wonderful? Come on. Isn't that wonderful? Those at the back, isn't that wonderful? Now, where is this found? John, give me a yes. John, the 16th chapter and verse 13, Jesus said this: when the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, comes, He will lead you into all truth, and He will not speak on His own except He hears what the Father has in heaven. And look at the last line. I like the last line. Come on. I like the last line. It says, He will tell you the things to come. Come on. Things to come. Everybody say things to come. And that word makes up the time and season of God in your life. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Don't live in fear. Don't let fear bring fear to your heart. Do not fear fear. Let fear fear your faith. Glory to God. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. And then look at me. Everybody look at me. You know, friends, we read again about this prophetic destiny in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. And I like this. And this will apply to you. It says, you know what? As it is written, eyes have not seen. Everybody say, eyes have not seen. Not, we have not perceived. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard, unheard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man. None, what? None seen, none perceived, none heard, none understood. Right? Right? The things, look at the word. The things which God prepared, that's prophetic destiny. That's prophetic destiny. The things that God has prepared for those who just love Him. And look what happens in the next one. And then, but God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. That's why I said when Jesus came, He gave us a spiritual identity as a child of God. He gave us a spiritual destiny with a purpose, right? But when the Holy Spirit came, He said, no, man shall not be stuck in what they are in. I'm going to change their life, and I'm going to bring a paradigm prophetic shift in their life. The weak will no longer be weak, and those that are hopeless will no longer be hopeless. Those that are stagnant will no longer be stagnant. Those that are despaired will no longer be despaired. I'm going to connect my prophetic destiny into their lives, and I'm going to lift them up. Glory to God. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. That's who you are. It can be a job. It can be a children. It can be a family. It can be anything across the board. You qualify for the prophetic destiny. You believe that? Say amen, Mr. Konde. Hallelujah. Mr. Konde, Sarban. Isn't that wonderful? Turn to your neighbor and say, there is hope. Come on, say, there is hope. And that's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for in year 2023. Lord, what is your prophetic destiny for me? Hallelujah. Albert, isn't that wonderful, Albert? Albert, can you hear me, Albert? I spoke louder. Albert! Prophetic destiny. Can I just share with you a short testimony? Okay, and then I'll get to the word again. You know, friends, I know this man for 30 over years. Now he's residing in the north. He was running a mill. You know what's a mill? Opposite a mill is mule. No. grinding all kinds of grains, running the mill. And that came a misunderstanding between him and his stepfather. There's no such thing as adopted father. Stepfather. You know what the father did? Look at me, please. The father stepped on him. That's why he's called stepfather. And then he told him that I don't want to have anything to do with you because your mother has willed this mule to the mule like me, he said, and chased him out. And this guy started praying. And the Lord told him this. Everybody listen to this. You know, he's all his life, he's a mill guy. You know, studied in Singapore, of course. He had experience in the mill. And the Lord gave him this word. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. Acknowledge me, I'll direct your path. Fear the Lord. That's a word. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It'll be healing to your flesh and strength to your bones. In other words, wholesomeness. You know what? While he was praying, the Lord showed him a three-phase. You know what's three-phase? Electrical, three-phase, 415 motor. And he said, I'm going to make you a mechanical person. And he has got no education, no? You know, as the Lord showed him, the Lord opened the door for him. And today, he owns factories that assembles electrical motors and mechanical gadgets. Are you here with me? Come on. That's prophetic destiny. That which is not is about to happen. That which is not given is about to be given. That which is not identified will be identified in your life. Come on. Don't be stuck in your mundane lifestyle. The Lord is about to usher you into a prophetic destiny. Come on. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Now to help you. Everybody say help you. To help you to embark on your prophetic destiny, okay? On your prophetic destiny, I'd like to give you an example. Everybody say example. Example from the Bible. A man, this is the man. If you can guess, I'll give you $10, okay? 10 ringgit. This man had no courage. This man had no strength. This man had no experience to lead. This man had a problem in recognizing the presence of God. This man had a spiritual problem in knowing that God is with them, with him. Who is that man? Okay. Okay, one more time. Anybody else? Okay, gone. Thank God I can keep the $10. Okay, this time you can guess, but no money. You know what? This is Joshua. Yeah? Well, you never open your mouth, you don't get anything. Huh? Okay, half, maybe two ringgit, I think. Look at me, please. Joshua is embarking on a prophetic destiny with the people of God, like what the church is going to do with you. Now, friends, we read this. Look at me. We read this in Joshua chapter 3 and verse 4. Those at the back talking, I'm talking here. Okay. Verse 4. Verse 4, Joshua tells the people, maintain your space. And look at the last word, for you have not passed this way before. That's prophetic destiny. That's beyond your natural eyesight. And then he goes and says confidently to the people, he says this in verse 5, consecrate yourself today, for tomorrow the Lord will do great wonders. That means surrender your heart today. The Lord will do great wonders. And then verse 7, God comes because Joshua is embarking on a prophetic destiny. He's going into a land that he has never been before. He's going to lead the people whom he has never led before. And Numbers 13 tells us the fear that they had when the spies went to spy the land. You know? With that fear lingering in their heart. And God gives him a promise in verse 7. And he says this to him. Joshua chapter 3 verse 7. For this day I will, Joshua, I will exalt you in the sight of all these people. That they may know as I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. Come on. That's a prophetic destiny. In a prophetic destiny, there must be a surrendered heart. In a prophetic destiny, there is a well-known promise of God's presence together with you. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Are you here with me? Now, what was the catalyst that helped him in his weakness, to embark this prophetic journey? What was the modus operandi? And that's what I want to share with you. That's the gist of my message. Now, turn with me, please, to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. This was the stepping stone. And I pray this will be your stepping stone in the remaining 84 days for you to discover the prophetic destiny that God has for your children. God has for your family. God has for your job. And God has for you personally. And this is the stepping stone. Everybody say stepping stone. Are you here with me? In Joshua, you know, in the midst of his timidity, in the midst of his weakness, in the midst of his inability to lead the people, God gives him a promise. And he says this in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He says, come on, look at that verse. He says, this, everybody say this. I like this. Yesterday we talked about, Pastor Benjamin preached on purpose of prayer. Last week I talked about the prayer of inquiry, right? And friends, today we want to talk about the word that's in your hand. Are you here with me? This book of the law will not depart from your mouth. Will not depart from your mouth. And there you will meditate on this day and night. And that you'll be careful to fulfill. And then when you do all this, the word does not depart from your mouth. And you will meditate on it day and night. And then you will have grace to fulfill. What happens? Then you will make your way prosperous. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. You will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. This COVID has come to rob us of our confidence. This COVID has come to rob of our faith. This COVID has come to rob us of gathering together. And friends, I want you to know, when you begin to meditate on God's word, when you begin to confess God's word, when you begin to fulfill God's word, you will not only prosper, you will not only make your way prosperous, but you will have good success. Not just success. Any man can have success, but good success is God's success. Come on, somebody say amen, please. So therefore, the remaining time, I entitled this short message, the purpose of this message is entering into year 2023 with the word of God, thus discovering our prophetic destiny. Are you here with me? Wave your hand to me, please. That's right. You know, entering into year 2023 with God's word, and then we discover our prophetic destiny. David said, are you still with me? David said, look at me, I want to say this. In all these years as a believer, in all these years as a pastor, your success is directly linked to the promises of God. Not linked to your qualification, not linked to your ability, not linked to your clever mind. If you're sitting here and sulking on the promises of God, and I tell you, the rest of your life, you're going to be sulking in your life. Are you here with me? That's why David said in Psalms 119, 105, David says, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Are you here with me? Come on, are you here with me? The lamb has to become the light. What does it mean? The written word, the logos, has to become a rhema, spoken word. And rhema then brings forth a prophetic revelation for the time and season that we are in. Come on, put your hands together, give Jesus the glory. Is that wonderful? Come on, is that wonderful? Are you still with me? Come on, are you still with me? Those at the back, just give me a couple of minutes, I'm done. And we're going to serve communion. Any questions, anybody? No questions, okay. Better not. When I was young, I'm still young actually. 68 young. And friends, you know what? I grew up in an estate. You know what's an estate? Not the estate that the lawyers use, the estate. No. I grew up in Padang. Hey, Ladang. Bukan Padang, Ladang. My father was a supervisor in the estate. And every now and then, we have mobile fortune tellers. They'll come. and they carry the parrot with them, and they come. Their first target will be the supervisor's house. And they'll come and say, we're offering you free or whatever, so they can have an access to their laborers, you know. There was one time, this guy came, and my mother, at the time I was still Hindu, and they took a card. The bird will take a card for you. Your destiny is not decided by Jesus, but the bird, parrot. Recently, Pastor Boy and I were in town. We ministered to this lady. And I told the lady, since the bird is taking card for everybody, why don't you ask the bird to take a card for you? You don't need to be sitting on the sidewalk, no? She got angry, of course. You're really fortunate and prosper in your life. And the guy took a card. The bird gave a card. He don't know what he read. And he looked at my hand and told my mother that your son will not cross 30 years old. What a idiotic idiotic fortune telling is this. Of course, they got remedy for all that. But thank God, before I turned 30, I became a Christian. Okay. The prophetic destiny that God has for you is not from fear to fear, not from despair to despair, not from dismay to dismay, but from victory to victory. Come on, put your hands together, give Jesus a glory. No matter which part of the scriptures that you read, it has the ability to lift you up. Glory to God. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Is that wonderful? Come on, is that wonderful? And I want you to look at some scriptures right now as we enter into 2023. If you have been a poor student of God's word, then you have 84 days, including today, to immediately become diligent with God's word. Come on. So are you here with me? Now look what Jeremiah tells me. Let's look at Jeremiah. I quoted Psalms 119. And I want to show you Jeremiah, the 15th chapter, verse 16. And I like this. And this will apply to us this morning. Jeremiah 15 and verse 16. This must be our response to God's word. And Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 15 and verse 16, your words were found. Everybody say found. Okay? Your words were not just read. Your words were found. You need to dig into the word. Your words were found. Come on, somebody say found. Yeah, and I ate them. I ate them. How do you like that? I ate the word. I ate them. And your word was to me the joy. Everybody say joy. Yeah, Lord. Joy, say joy. And rejoicing of my heart. Joy and rejoicing of my heart, because I ate the word. I found the word and I ate the word. And then he goes on to say, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. See, the word has to be found and the word has to be aired. Come on, are you here with me? Come on, are you here with me? You know, friends, and I want to challenge you, every one of us, I want to challenge you. Let's enter into 2023 discovering the word and eating and digesting the word. Let's enter into 2023 in finding the word and eating the word and digesting the word. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. And that's very important. That's really important. Come on. That's really important. The manual for your life, the manual to do life is the Bible. It's not some positive talking. It is not some TED talk, is it? You said yesterday. Huh? But it's the Bible. It's the Bible. Come on, somebody say amen, please. I belong to the Bible and the Bible belongs to me. Both of us make the life that God has for us. Glory to God. Put your hands together. Give Jesus a glory. Whoa. Somebody shout, whoa. And David says this, come on, just give me your ears. David says this in Psalms 119, verse 17 and 18. He says, deal bountifully. Say, deal bountifully. Deal bountifully means deal with me abundantly. Deal with me bountifully, your servant, that I may live and keep your word and open my eyes. Everybody say, open my eyes. Open my eyes to see the wondrous things in the word. Isn't that wonderful? When to marry, who to marry, how to get married, how many children to have, what job and what not is not based on all your qualifications and clever whatever, but is based on God's word. Can you put your hands together and give Jesus glory? That's why Jesus is called bread of life. You know, every day, people are dying. People are slowly dying. No wheat. Ukraine and Russia fighting. No oil. Russia is holding back the energy. Oil. European countries. You know, every day people experience death little by little. Our finances die. Our job opportunity die. Our physical health dies slowly. But contrary to this dying, we can live life as we read the word of God. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, somebody shout amen, please. You know, friends, five simple principles that will help you to discover your prophetic destiny as Joshua discovered. Right? We read, right? In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this book of the law will not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, that you'll be careful to fulfill all that's written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous and you'll have good success. And verse 9, when we do that, there's a promise that kicks in. It says, do not be afraid. Be strong and be courageous. Do not be dismayed or be afraid. As I was with Moses, I'll be with you. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Somehow, our indulgence in the word of God attracts the abiding presence of God. Somehow. Turn to your neighbor and say, somehow. Is that wonderful? Come on, is that wonderful? Okay, I'm going to talk to you right now. Just give me ears. And let's finish after this in communion. And I want to pray that God give you an appetite for God's word. You know, friends, I was 6 weeks on medical leave. Many of you know I went through a hernia operation on this side. You know, 6 weeks. Doctor said, sleep, sit. Sleep, sit. SS. Sleep, sit. Don't do anything. Of course, cannot do all that. You know, by the third week, I was already depressed. I went out to look at the plants in the house. Okay. You know, friends, look at me, please. You know what I developed? I prayed this prayer. God, give me an unquenchable thirst for your word. And I begin to read. If you come to my house, I've got a down table where we fellowship. There's a Bible there. You come up. There's a dining table, there's a Bible there. When you go to my room, there's a Bible there. Of course, toilet, I didn't put the Bible. You know, otherwise constipated. No. Look at me, please. Expose yourself to the word. Are you here with me? Five principles. Are you here with me or not? That will help you to discover your prophetic destiny in the word. Amen. Kevin, you want to know or not? Okay. Now, five principles. They are all found in one chapter, and that is Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 23. Okay? I'm talking to you right now. And you know what, friends? We'll start with verse 23. Principle number one. Guard your heart with all diligence. Out of that comes issues of life. What has that got to do with the word? Friends, look at me. Your heart is the ground for God's word. You know, it's a ground. Everybody say ground. Okay? 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23 says, the word is an incorruptible seed. James chapter 1 verse 21 says, the word is an implanted word. Are you here with me? So the word is a seed. Everybody says seed. And the seed, in order for the seed to grow, the heart must be correct. Okay, Pastor Boeing, Saturday came. I can't do chunkling right now. For the next couple of minutes, I asked Pastor Boeing to help me to cut down a banana tree. I've got a mini orchard in my house, you know. And serious, I have. Okay, and then I asked him to plant a champada, short champada tree. Okay, you look at me like this, what I'm simply lying. I got a custard apple. Come and see, it's fruiting. I got a ipo white guava. I've got five different kinds of bandana. Huh. If you want to know, I'll let you know. Sister Hannah, I got rambutan. And I've got papayas. I've got mango. What else? That's all. Pineapple. Jagong. Durian, not yet. Enough, not enough. I also cultivated the land outside my house. Got a papaya tree. That's why I like henya. Go and cut here, cut there. You know, friends, Pastor Boy was planting. Let me come back to the truth of the matter. He was calling and saying, oh, your soil is fertile. Of course the soil is fertile, boy. That's why the trees are growing. You said that right, Pastor Boy. He said, oh, fertile. And friends, you know what? Many of our hearts are not fertile. That's why the seed cannot go. Like the seed fell. You know the parable of the sower? Wayside, no understanding, right? The devil comes and steals the word. And then thorny ground, and then good ground. Okay? Now we need our heart to be a good ground. Can somebody say amen, please? And Jesus said, give me the scripture. Jesus said in Matthew 13:23, a good soil, look at this. He who receives the seed, everybody says seed. The Bible is a seed. He who receives the seed on a good ground is he who what? Hears the word. See, seed is the word and understands the word and indeed has what? Hundredfold. God's will for every one of us, first of all, is hundredfold. Then, if you're callous, 60-fold. If even very callous, 30-fold. Are you here with me? So, this morning, let's guard our hearts. Just guard your hearts. Don't let envy, strife, jealousy, dissension, fits of rages, bitterness, unforgiveness, anger, or misunderstanding crowd your heart. The opposite of a surrendered heart is a cluttered heart. Can we deal with that? It's for your own good. You know, I'm holding unforgiveness against Benjamin. Example, I don't have unforgiveness. And who is going to be affected? I am going to be affected. He is going to fly high. I didn't say fly high, but fly high, okay? Are you here with me? Because it is like this. You know, you expect someone whom you don't like to die, but slowly you are dying because of bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness. Come on, we only live once, la. Let's eat the word and be joyful and rejoice. Come on. Chinese say what? Chang chang si la. Pusu say la. Chang chang si la. Not say la. Do you understand what I'm saying or not? Come on, somebody shout amen. Come on, somebody shout amen. That's right. The first thing, Sister Hannah, is the heart. Because that's where you receive the word. That's where you receive the word. And the word begins to grow. Huh, Kevin? Forgive your missions. All the exercise missions. Some people hold against the chela, hold against the housela, hold against the electronic gate, electrical gate. You know, curse this, curse that. Come on, look at me. Let your heart be free. Can somebody say amen, please? That's number one. Okay? Number two. I'm going to finish. Just 5 more minutes. Is that right? Number two. My son, verse 20. My son, give attention to my word. It's all found there. You know what? Read the word. Come on, just read the word. Your job is to read the word. Your job is to read the word. Whether you understand or don't understand, never mind. Just read the word. Okay? Like eating breakfast. If I ask you what you had 2 weeks ago for your breakfast on a Monday morning, can you remember? But did it contribute to your body? Even though you don't remember? Yes. Same with the word of God. Michael, you're looking more and more handsome and young. What's the secret, Jane? You know, friends, look at me, please. Read the word with understanding. My son, give attention to my word. Right? Read the word. Your job is to read the word. Because when we read the word, we are feeding on Jesus. He's the bread of life. Come on, somebody say amen, please. He's the fountain of life. He's the heavenly manna. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Number two. Number three. Number three, right? Number one, number two, number three. Incline your ears to my saying. Listen to the word. If the word says forgive, forgive. If the word says forget, forget. If the word says don't sin, don't sin. If the word says love your wife, love your wife. Don't love the knife, love the wife. If the wife, Bible says, wife, submit your husband, submit. Come on, are you here with me? Natural hearing. Some of us are so spiritual, we only want to hear spiritual hearing. Okay? Are you here with me? Come on, somebody say amen, please. Number four, this is very important. Number four, very important. Very important. This will redirect your life. Let them not, what? Let them what? Let them not depart from your eyes. Let them not depart from your eyes. You know, what does it mean? Come on. This is a lost spiritual practice in the church. You know what? Meditating on God's word. Serious. Meditate. We have no problem going to the yoga and meditate on, no, yogi bear. We have no problem doing all that. But you know what happens when you meditate on God's word? Even if it's a small promise. You know what? It renews your mind. You think like God. It renews your emotions. You feel like God. And it renews your walk. You walk in the path of God. Three, renewal takes place. Because the word of God is active, powerful, living, sharper than any double-edged sword. And David says in Psalms 119 and verse 30, the entrance, you don't mind, huh? The entrance of thy word, entrance. I better use his head. Entrance of your word. You see Karen looking. Entrance of your word brings light and understanding. That's meditation. It doesn't matter. Can be just one promise. You know what? Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Enough. Just enough. Meditate. Close your eyes and think about the scripture. Meditate. I tell you, your life will be revolutionized. Then you will make your way prosperous. Joshua 1:8. Therein you will meditate on this word day and night. And you will be, what? You will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Now, Psalms 1, verse 1 and 2. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is the man who does not stand in the path of a sinner. Blessed is the man who does not sit at the seat of a scoffer, but his delight, his rejoicing, his delight is to meditate on God's word day and night. He will be like a tree planted by the rivers. His leaves will not wither. In season, he will bring forth fruit. Whatever he does will prosper. Come on, come out of your financial woes, meditating the word. Come out of your sickness, meditating the word. Come out of your suicidal tendency, meditating the word. Come out of your impossibility, meditating on God's word. When you begin to meditate God's word, the Holy Spirit will begin to renew and redirect and refresh your life in line with the time and season that we're going to end up in 2023. Can somebody say amen, please? And then, number four. Is it number four or number five? Four. Okay, let's go one by one. Number one, guard your heart. Number two, give it. Number two, three. Number four. Number five, right now. I said five. No, five. Okay, five. Okay, come on. I'm going to keep them in the midst of your heart. Simpan di lubo hati kamu. You know what? Memorize God's word. What do you think? I can quote scriptures. You think I'm taking time to memorize? No, I meditate. When you meditate, automatically the word from your head goes down to your spirit. And you know what happens? No, when you want to hear the voice of God, the word becomes the element of God's voice. When you're seeking for direction, God quickens your heart and shows you the word. You won't be like a chicken without the head, going from one person to another person, asking for God's will and God's direction. Are you here with me, Lord? Fish out of the water. You know, are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? All the prophecy that you need in your life is found in the word of God. Whether it's personal or family, it's found there. Come on, somebody say amen. Wilfred, don't just nod your head. What you have to do. I think I don't know. He said, I better do. No wonder people don't want to sit here. Okay, no more beating. Okay, I put their non-beating zone. Keep it in your heart. When trouble time comes, the word becomes a calmness in the storm. Are you here with me? Let's treasure. We're treasuring a lot of things in our hearts. Can we treasure the word of God? And finally, I close with this. Musicians, can you get to your position, please, and take out your weapons and start shooting right now? And you know what? Finally, I like this. Everybody look at this one. You cannot miss. Okay? Remember David prayed this prayer, Psalms 119 verse 18. Open my eyes to see the wondrous things in your word. Right? Plan upon plan, purpose upon purpose, blessings upon blessings, breakthrough. And then in Jeremiah 15:16, Jeremiah said, you helped me to find the word. And I ate the word and the word became a joy and rejoicing. Right? Everyone has got some kind of finding, discovery channel. Okay? Verse 23 says, he who finds them. 22. He who finds them. Huh? He who finds them. Right? All the five principles. He who finds them finds life. Prophetic destiny. Zoe. Doreen, are you here? Zoe, her daughter's name, you know? Zoe means God kind of life. Prophetic destiny, David. What does God want you? How does God want you to live in 2023? Finds life. Life. Doing life with God. Prophetic destiny. And healing to the whole flesh. Health. Glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Come on, stand to your feet, please. I'm going to pray right now. God, give us. If you don't understand, never mind. Just sit down. But if you can stand, stand, please. Give us. Lift up your hands to Jesus and say, Lord, give me a fresh appetite for your word. I'm done. I'm already done. David said, in Psalms 19 and verse 10, more to be desired are they than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and honeycomb. Is your word, glory to God. It's not some theological information, it's life. I want you to just lift up your hands and sincerely pray this prayer. Lord, give me a fresh appetite for your word. All over this place. Hallelujah.